from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show, little Billy Joel. As we come back here on a Friday, it's a Tri-Day Friday. And we are looking for a TV show to try on Tri-Day. Best one we get today is going to win a spot in our fantasy football league. And we're going to do it on a Wednesday coming up, Wednesday the 28th, live draft. We'll give you all the details very soon here about where we're going to have our draft. But we're excited for this. And here we'll get back to all the calls on Pickett and McKee. And I'm just amazed how many people just Tanner McKee's won everyone over. I mean, like, it's a lonely island here on Kenny Pickett Island. I get it. We have small hands, not much area. It's Kenny Pickett Island. But here, before we get back to all that, we have this rule change. I mentioned it to Scott, and Major League Baseball is considering this. So Jesse Rogers, ESPN, put out a story yesterday that MLB is considering a rule change which would require starting pitchers to go at least 6 innings in every start. Now, there's 3 loopholes to a way you could get the starter out earlier. Ready for these?
Mm-hmm.
If he throws 100 pitches, so at the 100 pitch mark, you could take the pitcher out. So if that happens in the 4th or 5th inning, you could come get him. If he gives up 4 or more runs, you could also take him out then, performance-wise. And if he gets injured. But here's the thing on that. It would require an injured list stint. So you couldn't fake the injury, right?
So that means that if you came out and you were injured, you couldn't pitch for, like, you had to be, like, yep, on at least a 10-day.
Exactly. So 100 pitchers, 4 or more runs, and then the injured list stint if you do come out with an injury. So the idea is to try to force the starting pitcher back into prominence. Hugh, I think it's interesting. I mean, Scott seemed like he didn't love it because it feels like almost like reverse engineering the old way of baseball.
Yeah.
But here's what I think would be interesting if they go there. Well, 2 things. One, the Phillies seem like they'd be well equipped for it. They have starters that pitch deeper into games, so mm-hmm. they'd be, you know, they could do that. The second thing I think would be kind of interesting is, like, imagine it's the top of the 6th inning. Your pitcher's pitched 5 innings, so he's got to finish that one more inning. He's at 90 pitches. He's got the bases loaded and one out. Like, he's on the ropes. I mean, you have him. Like, that feels like the most important moment of the game. You can't take him out of the game because, you're right, he's only at, like, 1 or 2 or 3 runs allowed. Mm-hmm. Bases are loaded. He's not at 100 pitches. Like, he'd be forced to stay in the game to try to, you know, get out of it, or you could, you know, hit a home run and get him to, you know, knock him out of the game. But do you like this? Do you like this idea of baseball considering forcing teams to pitch their pitchers at least 6 innings?
You know what? I hear what Scott is saying, and he's probably forgotten more baseball than I know, and I respect where he's coming from. But this almost feels to me like last year when they implemented the pitch clock, mm-hmm. and guys complain about it, but they adjusted, and they adjusted quickly. I think this is the same thing. I think that baseball feels, and I don't know if they've done a Harvard study or whatever it is to try to figure out if this is potentially can happen. But I feel like it's one where it's a mentality more so than training. And like Scott pointed out, it's one of those things where he feels that it's going to take at least 5 to 6 years to get guys prepared for that. Now, I think it probably won't take that long. Like I said, he knows more baseball than I do, but I think that there probably going to be some injuries might be early on, and there might be some opportunity for some guys that might be mentally prepared for that. Because to me, it's about – when I think about certain things, when you're making adjustments, physical adjustments and things like that, it's because you've trained your body to be in a certain routine. Not saying that you can't do it, but you've become in a certain routine. Because who was it last year? Nola complained about the timing, and he complained about it often. But after he got adjusted, it took him a while. He was fine. Haven't heard anything else about it. So I feel like it's the same thing. So I don't have a problem with it. They're trying to make the games more interesting by keeping the pitchers out there longer and making it more intense, if you will. Because if somebody's out there leaking oil and they're not in that realm where you're talking about as far as the six innings or the four runs or whatever, then, yeah, that's a problem.
I also think it would increase scoring. Yeah. I mean, these pitchers, like these pitchers, know that they only have to go four or five innings, six at the most, right? So Scott said it. They throw as hard as they can. They strike everybody out, and then they're out of the game, and the bullpen takes over. If you know you have to get through six innings, you're going to conserve energy.
Yeah, you got to. That's a strategy.
Yeah,
like
right.
That's like I said, that's more mental than anything because you got to. You know that you have to really, really like think about how you're going to set up pitches and how you're going to try to set up hitters and things like that. So yeah. I kind of like it.
The other thing that's been very noticeable is, you know, everyone complained the steroid era was cheating, right? But you know what was fun? Runs. People like runs. And ever since they put the penalties in on severe ones for taking performance-enhancing drugs, runs have gone down. And the new rule changes haven't done much. Actually, runs are down this year from even last year when they put in the shift. You know, you can't do the shift. Like, it's just hard to hit these days with these guys throwing 95. I thought when you sent me the article last night, I thought I was going to hate what I read. I don't think this is a crazy idea. I actually think this could be long-term a good thing for baseball.
So when I saw it, my brain read it as a six-inning maximum.
Oh, the other way.
And I freaked out. Yeah, like, I was about to lose it.
Yeah, like you guys cruising in six innings.
Like, you were going to end baseball as we know it. But then I found out that I read it wrong. It was minimum. And, like, with those parameters, like those little out levers that you can pull, like 100 pitches, four earned runs, it's kind of intriguing. I think I would say I'm still against it. Like, I'm okay with it the way it is, but I'm not, like, totally appalled at the idea. The one thing that stood out to me, besides the fact that it would probably play to the Phillies' advantage with how deep our starters go, is, and it's sort of a minor thing, but a stat that's kind of gotten obsolete or, like, you know, useless in baseball is pitchers' win-loss records. With guys having to go six minimum, like, you actually might, like, that becomes more of a relevant statistic again. Like, pitchers are owning their own ball games.
Well, it's totally going to change how we view starters that are in Hall of Fame contention. Like, let me give you a name. Zach Wheeler, right? Zach Wheeler for the past, what, 6 years has been a top 5 to 10 pitcher in baseball. Typically, that's how you start to be in the Hall of Fame conversation. Do you know how many wins Zach Wheeler has in his career? Just guess. Do you think he has more or less than 100 career wins?
It sounds like you're going with less.
He has 99 wins. Oh, like, based on this criteria that we usually use, it's laughable to consider him. Right. Even, like, but, like, down the line, if you bring wins back, there's only three active pitchers have 200. And it's Verlander, Scherzer, and Kershaw, and they've been pitching forever.
A long time.
Yeah, I mean, after that, it's like, I don't even know who the next guy that gets to 200 is. Maybe Gerrit Cole. He's at 148. Like, nobody gets wins anymore because they don't pitch deep enough.
The other ripple effect of this, would teams start trying to move more towards six-man rotations?
I think so. Because you're
that's a thought.
Well, you're almost guaranteeing that each week the idea is a guy has to go six, right?
So
every start.
Like, a guy like, it's going to be crazy, but does, like, Taiwan Walker become more, like, a little bit more valuable? He's kind of just like an innings eater if he's a six guy.
Six innings, four runs, the Taiwan, we'll start calling it.
But you don't want Taiwan to be the guy out there with not only 90 pitches
on the ropes
in the fifth inning.
Bases loaded.
With the bases loaded and no outs.
I tell you, another thing that it potentially does, it makes the pitchers in baseball way more valuable. Like with the money that they're making.
Them.
Yeah, like the ones that go deep into innings, like they're going to make. Like, say if this would have happened last year, he'd have got a lot more money. He'd have got a lot more money
because he's durable and he usually goes
a lot
six.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think if I was a pitcher, I would like this. And I would start grooming myself because you're looking at it, everybody's not going to be able to adjust as fast like Scott talked about. It's going to take them some time. But the guys that can, those are going to be the guys that are going to be more valuable.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, in the past with rule proposals like this, you kind of like shake it off like they're not really going to do this. But they just put a pitch clock in. Eventually, they're going to have automatic umpires, right? Like robotic umpires. Like no baseball rule change now that I read, I'm like, they wouldn't. They might do this.
I'm sorry if I'm repeating something you said, but it kind of would negate a little bit of the pitch clock, like how it shortens games.
Because
your
offense
means games are going
to
go longer.
Yeah, they would. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. You can react to the idea and rule proposal change baseball has out there where they might eventually go to a rule where you have to pitch six innings for a starting pitcher. Do you like it? Lots to discuss. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Andy in Westchester talking to Johan Rojas. What's up, Andy?
Hey, I'm not sure if I'm more fascinated by Cowboy Jim not knowing by now you can't give two answers or Hugh traveling with an anvil on his luggage.
I think it's actually probably Hugh with the bricks and the anvil in there, like a cartoon character. Yeah, that's for me what it's funnier.
From the dumpster, I wouldn't want to lift that.
Well, I mean, do you need the iron when you travel?
I just feel like I like my iron.
I know.
I like my iron.
But don't most hotel rooms have an iron?
Yeah, but not mine.
Well, what's special about your iron?
Because it's mine.
Okay, go ahead, Andy.
I know it's goofy. I'm here. I'm here, and
something wrong with you.
I overshared.
Dude.
Yeah, it's cool.
Go ahead, Andy.
So yeah, I am behind you as always on Rojas. I still like him, and even though he doesn't hit for a decent average overall, it does seem like the hits he gets are important hits. Maybe I'm just wishing that to be the case, but I don't know. It seems like he's, I don't want to say clutch, but.
No, he's not that, but he's
at the right time.
He's had some, like, for me, it's been the defense. But also, not only that, Andy, the last couple of weeks, it's like he gets it. When they sent him down and, they were talking about his button and everything, he understands that, and this is a phrase that Joe coined last year. The game found him in certain situations and he didn't come up big. The game is finding him again. And now he's starting to get hits in those situations.
Andy, I think it feels like his moments are clutch. We talk about him, he's the nine-hole hitter. But another way of saying that is he hits in front of Kyle Schwarber. Right? So every time he gets on, it brings Schwarber to the plate with at least one guy on. I mean, he walked before the home run, one of the home runs in L.A., and then two nights ago with the Grand Slam, he beat that ball out in the infield. So like every time he gets on, Schwarber's coming up with guys on base.
Well, that's called doing your job, right?
Well, of course. Yeah, it's kind of a weirdly important role, the nine-hole hitter, when you have a hitter like Schwarber hitting leadoff. It kind of changes that role a little bit here. Andy, what are you thinking here? What's a show we should watch?
So I get a feeling, and maybe I'm wrong, but Hugh, I feel like you're you kind of like B-movies. Is that right?
I like B-movies.
Have you ever seen Evil Dead 2 or Army of Darkness?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay. Have you seen Ash vs. Evil Dead?
Yes, that campy is all get out. That's a good one. That's a real good one.
I love that show.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good one, Andy. All right, we'll get you in the mix to be in the fantasy league. We appreciate the phone call there. Now, do you have a special iron, or you just like your iron?
I just like my iron. It's a steam, because a lot of times when you go in a hotel, they have irons, but they're not really good steam irons.
You got a steam iron.
I got a steam iron.
Now, is it a smaller one?
No. No.
I was going to say, because if you travel with it, maybe it's smaller.
No,
it's a big old iron.
No, that's why I like to drive, man, because I can carry my big suitcase.
Yeah.
I can bring enough clothes to last me a whole month. And I can bring my hangers and all the other good stuff that I need when I'm there.
Now, are your hangers different than other hangers?
No, they're just blue and white.
Okay.
I know it sounds ridiculous. Listen, this is probably the reason why I don't have I don't get a lot of dates lately, and I ain't been out on one. But, listen.
Everyone has quirks.
You got to find somebody to match your crazy.
Yeah.
This is, unfortunately for me, I ain't found that yet.
That's really what life is about, just finding people
to
match your crazy.
Find somebody to match your crazy.
Let's go to Mike in Broomall. He might be crazy just like us. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys? Yes, I am just as crazy as you guys. There is absolutely no doubt about it.
Now, do you travel with your own iron? And that's a particular kind of crazy.
The own irons, I'm a bit much. I don't use the iron too much. I mean, I don't have to get all dressed up for work. And the only time I really use iron is when I go out to, fancy dinner or something.
Well, the funny part is Hugh doesn't have to get dressed up for work either.
I just like to iron my T-shirts, man.
That's all right, Hugh. That's good, though. Looking good, Hugh. He's got the look going.
If you say so.
What are you thinking here, Mike? You team Tanner or team Kenny?
Yes. I'm team Tanner. However, I don't think that he's going to – I think they're just going to roll with Pickett because that's what Howie does, man. Howie spent that money. He spent those draft picks. He's going to be like, all right, he's just going to throw Pickett in there. However, I do – somebody said earlier that they said if, you know, Jalen does get hurt and he's out for a couple of games and Pickett goes in there and doesn't do well, they're going to put Tanner McKay in there. I think that's – that's the more than likely scenario that would happen.
I agree. The leash is going to be short. I think the first guy up is going to be Kenny Pickett if we need him. And if he plays well and they need him, you know, whatever, 2 or 3 weeks, he'll play again. But if he, it wouldn't surprise me, Mike, if he went in and he looked like he did last night, the next the calls all week and Sirianni will have to react. It's going to be like, you got to play the other guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's no doubt, especially, you know, it doesn't matter when Jalen gets hurt. You know, you're gonna have to play Pickett, and if he doesn't play well, you're gonna have to play Tanner McKay because he's a proven come out in the preseason 2 years in a row. He's proven that he's a more than capable quarterback. He's bigger than Pickett. I mean, the only thing that Pickett has over him is Pickett moves a little bit faster than he does.
Yes, and look, Tanner's bigger, and he might even have a bigger arm. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. All right, so I found this interesting. So, Hugh, Action Network, it's like a betting website.
Mm-hmm.
They put out recently an article how much each quarterback is worth to the spread. All right, so basically, like, if the quarterback wasn't there, how much would the spread change? Okay, mm-hmm. How much would the line on the game change? It's no surprise who number one is, and he's worth almost an entire touchdown. That's Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Okay, so if Mahomes is out, if the Chiefs are favored by a 6.5, they're not going to be favored anymore.
Right? Yeah, he moved the line that much.
That much. So they rank them. They go Pat Mahomes, Lamar, Burrow, Stroud. Like, this is the way they rank it. Jalen actually came in sixth on this. He's 4.5 points better than your standard backup for the spread. The Pickett thing is interesting because right now everyone's down on Kenny Pickett. But here's what the betting line says about Kenny Pickett. They rank him in terms of how much he moves the spread as the 34th quarterback in the NFL. So that means, if we're going by math here, he's the third best backup in the NFL.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Now, to be fair, this came out 3 days ago, so before last night. So he's grouped with the following quarterbacks. He's grouped with Jacoby Brissett, Drew Locke, Mitchell Trubisky, Gardner Minshew, Sam Darnold.
It's a great group.
Jameis Winston. But these are backups.
Because it's his body of work.
Yeah.
The body of work.
Yeah, but
that
does anyone
had.
Want Mitchell Trubisky to be our backup?
No, but what I'm thinking when they make that list, it's because he has been a starter.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't been great, but it hasn't been, you know, it hasn't been bad.
By the way, Marcus Mariota, our buddy from last
Marcus,
year.
Marcus, yeah.
Hugh's buddy from back in Atlanta.
He's like 50.
50. You hit it nail on the head. He's 50th.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I do not hate Marcus Mariota because
you tried to tell us though.
Yeah,
but
we don't believe
listen.
It. I mean,
what that I don't hate him.
No, I'm kidding.
No, it's just like
he stinks.
Just,
I get it.
I don't like to use that word either. But when he quit last year,
2 years.
It just like Look at me, time machine. Yeah, but he quit 2 years ago. It was one of those things. It was like, wow. And he was the rah rah team guy, and then he just up and when he lost the job, he just walked out.
Yeah, that's a bad look for a teammate.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. But he got a job, and he has another job. So, I mean, well, God bless him.
And we could see him. He's in the division. I mean, he's backing up Jaden Daniels in Washington. So.
Yeah, you know what? While you're playing, he might get a chance to play. We might have to see him play.
Well, Jaden Daniels is a mobile running quarterback, right? I mean, those guys, they get banged up. So, yeah, if he has to play this year, I would like it to be against the Eagles.
Yeah, because we already know how that's going to work out.
Yeah,
just sit back and let him do what he does.
Yep.
He tried to throw a pass one time on his back
against Carolina.
It was either Carolina or New Orleans, but he tried to throw one on his back.
Yeah, it didn't work out. Ken is at Cinnamon. And hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up,
good,
man?
Ken. What's up?
Listen, Hugh, the iron thing, I have not had a steam iron, or very rarely have I had a steam iron, a hotel steam iron, that didn't leak all over my clothes when I put water in it.
Yeah, man. It's like I know I'm quirky, but I like my own iron because it doesn't leak.
Oh, it's a thing. It's a thing, man. When you're going to iron the only shirt you have to wear that day and the iron leaks all over your clothes with, like, this rusty water and your hose, like, that's bad. So I feel your decision.
So do you bring your own iron, or you've had bad experiences because you don't?
I don't, but... See, I'm an army packer, so I fold in such a way that my stuff comes out of the suitcase completely squared and flat and folded. Doesn't need to be ironed. So, I the Department of Defense taught me how to pack properly. So, Listen, that rule change, first of all, Kenny Pickett, don't forget, Kenny Pickett was benched as a starter for a playoff game in Pittsburgh in favor of Mason Rudolph.
I know. Okay?
So, I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Pickett are not on Pickett Island with you, Joe. He's sick.
Well, they're invited. So, now, they haven't responded. No RSVP from his parents yet, but they're invited on Pickett Island.
They're not coming. They're Tanner McKee. They're Tanner McKee acolytes too. So it's by default you have to go with Tanner McKee because Kenny Pickett is so bad. That rule change they're proposing is so idiotic. And there's one driving force behind it. Whoever wins the National League batting title this year is going to have the lowest batting average to win a National League batting title since Tony Gwynn hit .313 and won the National League batting title in like 1985 or whatever it is.
Who's leading it? Is it Luis Arraez at like .305 or something?
Yeah, there's only two guys that are above .300 that have enough at bats to qualify for the batting title.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Just two. So it's they're looking to get guys up into the fifth and sixth inning, into the third time around the batting order where pitchers, especially kind of those middle of the road starters, have a tendency to get hit hard.
Yep.
So I just think it's idiotic. The pitch clock made sense and it was an easily implemented thing, but what are you going to have, 7-man rotations at some point? And I just to Kyle's point, and Kyle actually made a point. It's actually going to counteract the pitch clock intention, and it's going to start to lengthen games again. So
yeah, they're desperate for more offense. They thought with the shift and the stolen base change last year, the size of the bases, it would increase offense. Offense is not up because if you throw 98 with movement, it's hard to hit it.
So I'm going to give you a little scenario here. The building is empty. That new analytics building that the Phillies built there on Darien Street. The building is empty. It burns down in the middle of the night. So the Phillies analytics department has nowhere to work. And that happens on day one of Major League Baseball season. The Phillies will finish the year with the highest batting average in baseball because that putting the ball in play is no longer a priority for anybody. For any organization, putting the ball in play is no longer a priority. And that's why batting averages go down. So when guys stop, like what has kind of corrected things in the short term here for the Phillies? Everybody stopped trying to go up and just pull something as hard as they could, and they're going up the middle the opposite way. They're putting the ball in play, and the approach changed, and lo and behold, they're scoring a bunch of runs. So it's you can't put the genie back in the bottle when they turned baseball over to MIT math majors. This was inevitably going to happen. So it's just a stupid rule change, and I to me, it would ruin baseball. So I just hope they don't do it.
Ken, what are you thinking for a TV show? What do you got for us?
So, show that was on Amazon, I think, for maybe 6 seasons. Really good show. Titus Williver is a L.A. detective. Bosch. Fantastic show.
Bosch. I like the name.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Ken, that's good pretty one. We'll get you in the mix. All right, Bosch on Amazon there. Yeah, I mean, I get what he's saying. But you can't put the genie back in the bottle. But I understand why they want to increase offense and bring the starting pitcher back.
What they used to say, chick dig the long ball?
Chicks do dig the long ball.
Yeah.
That commercial was great.
So I just want to be clear because I know Ken was giving
me
props.
Can we still call them chicks, though? You can't do that.
But that was the – we're quoting a commercial.
I don't want no smoke.
You can call them chicks.
No.
What the hell's wrong with
is
that?
Is that out?
It's not.
I don't know about that.
No, it's back in.
Okay.
Just to clear. I would actually prefer it to negate the pitch clock. I still don't like the pitch clock. I love my long baseball game.
You want a little bit more on the
you know what? I will say this. The pitch clock has not been that big of a deal this year.
We're used to it,
basically.
Well, they're done adjusting to it.
Yeah, and that's the same thing I think that they feel that's going to happen with this.
The other
they're
part.
They're just going to adjust to it.
Yeah, they will. The other part of why the game feels short to you, Kyle, is that all these teams start at 6:40 or 6:30 now. Right, so you add the pitch clock to a 6:40 start, and 9:03, the game's over.
Right, like I like the idea of a game, one, starting at 7, but going up until like 10:30, and I'm like ready to ready to go to bed at that time.
Night. Kyle's a grown-up.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but it's still somebody going to school the next day.
Well, like if a game ends at 9 o'clock, I'm not going to bed at 9. What am I doing with the rest of my life?
So basically, you need baseball to get you to sleep.
I got time to fill, man.
I get it. I mean, I understand. I know where you're coming from. 215-592-9494.
All about Kyle.
We got Kyle.
You're damn right.
He needs baseball until he's in bed. We got Hugh taking his iron everywhere he goes. All right, your phone call is coming up here. We're still looking for an underrated TV series. Best one we find out today, and your Tri-Day gets a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Phillies, Eagles, MLB rule changes, and we come back. It's the 1 o'clock hour, which means it's the Stockwatch, Camp Comeback Stockwatch. Who helped their case last night? We'll discuss it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.